Eind maart waren we benieuwd wat Walls ons nog ging brengen. En nu weten we dat dus op hun heerlijke nieuwe single Modern Day Drama drijven ze weer een paar duivels uit. Walls, dat is trouwens de band rond Wolf van Wiemers. Hem kun je kennen van Elephant of the Van Jets. En verzamelde rond zich nog goed volk uit bands als Pink Room, Hyperchrist, Muttry Fuzz en Collective. In het muzikaal vruchtbare Rotterdam ramt Texoprint al jaren op gitaren. Eerst onder de naam Kalalit Nunaat en nu dus als Texoprint. Maar tot nu toe moesten we ons tevreden stellen met losse nummers en één EP'tje. Dat verandert dit najaar, dan verschijnt eindelijk hun debuutplaat Modern Living. En die wordt aangekondigd met alweer een nieuwe single Flag. Hier is Texoprint.
All this time, am I late for something from left and all behind? The same with your stress, the same with your stressed. You don't get the best, you don't get the best.
Yeah. U herkende natuurlijk de mastering door Cinerus habitué Mikey Young. Dit was Clam, een punktrio uit Melbourne. Het type band dus dat automatisch bij Mikey Young uitkomt. Jack Summers en Miles Harding die maakten onlangs nog een uitstapje naar zijn project Equal Parts. Maar nu is er weer een nieuwe plaat voor moederband Clam. Dus getiteld Serious Acts. En daar draaiden we Pigs Don't Read, een nuttig weetje uit het dierenrijk. Sestava is een noise rock band uit Detroit. Enkele weken geleden gooiden ze al een eerste single uit en nu is er Buildings, hun debuutplaat. En daaruit komt dit Fences van Sestava.
Until it drops.
Uneasy is de tweede single van de nieuwe plaat van het viertal Pile uit Boston. Sunshine and Balance Beams komt op 15 augustus uit bij hun nieuwe thuishaven Super Records. Dat is ondertussen hun negende album. Na al die jaren blijft het voor Pile moeilijk om overeind te blijven als band. De drang om muziek te maken blijft bij zanger Rick Maguire nog wel altijd aanwezig. En die worsteling die zit in die nieuwe plaat. En wij kijken trouwens uit naar hun show op Sonic City in Kortrijk. Voor de volgende band maken we een reis door Europa met zelfs een uitstapje naar de andere kant van de wereld. Potpot is een Ierse-Portugees vijftal dat zich specialiseert in hypnotiserende psychedelische kruidrock. En in september verschijnt hun nieuwe plaat Warsaw 480 Kilometers. En het was druk aan die deur in Melbourne, want voor de mastering van die plaat klopte ze aan bij Mikey Young. Dan weet je dat het goed zit. Dit is Warsaw van Potpot. We'll be right back. Dit was een brokkerauwe emotie van Porcelain uit Austin, Texas. Op Harmony hebben ze het over de manier waarop ze met ouder worden leren omgaan met verlies. Totaal begrijpelijk dus dat de single zo klinkt. Dadelijk is er Sterrenplaten. Zij hebben een interview met Lea Kool. Wij zijn er volgende week weer met onze favorieten van het voorjaar. En we gaan eruit met de aan Slint schatplichtige slowcore van het trio Shaking Hands uit Manchester. Dit is Over the Coals. Tot volgende week.
is for technology. Here is folk science. There's nothing wrong with tools, technology, and science. As a species, we are nothing if not the inventors and builders of our world. But as individuals, we have the capacity to determine what world we want and to build it ourselves. When we do this, we seize the adventure, the invention, the inventure. That is our birthright. This is folk science. Folk science is not new. It is as old as humanity. Lab coats, the scientific method, and centralized top-down technology are new. As we progress, we will learn to view these things as aberrations of the innate scientific creativity that is a part of each person. As folk scientists, we will see that consensus science, with its universal explanations and solutions, taught us to distrust our own ingenuity, creativity, and intuition. Folk science versus the scientific method. The scientific method is a universal format and language for experimentation. Among other things, the scientific method is a way of packaging the results of one scientist's inquiry so that they are accessible to other scientists. Thus, the scientific method acts as a net combining the efforts of all the world's scientists. Using this powerful Babylonian tool, scientists cooperate to surpass our every need and bring us into their modernity ever faster and more efficiently. As a scientific method-driven phenomenon, modernity tells us there is no use for repeating. This view is the source of the oft-heard comment, "That's been done," a retort tantamount to death for a scientific act. Used in this way, the scientific method becomes a method for encouraging the progress of the group over the progress of the individual. So our critique of the scientific method skips science, because it is a fundamental tool of our species, skips method, for method is the enactment of science, but finds the guilty of crime. This tyranny of the is part of a language that attempts to unify the menagerie of human curiosity and struggle into just one investigative technique, and in doing so, fails both science and humanity. Folk science and art. At the root, art and science are the same. Both of these pursuits use the observation and experience that are part of every life as a basis for creative thought, ingenuity, and production. But as science has become universalized and gathered up into the hands of the few, it has also come to alienate the many. The alienation of consensus science has also infected art. From color field painting to canned shit, art has become a that's been done style and game. This process is encouraged when critics and historians who love logic, order, and their jobs support art that contributes to the linear progress of art history. This is art in a technological mode. In the face of a system that cares only for final products, folk scientists reclaim the processes of scientific and artistic discovery as inherently valuable. Folk scientists see the beauty, adventure, and relevance in reinventing the wheel. So a phrase like, "That's been done," is dribble to the folk scientists, who will respond, "Not by me." By holding invention as a form of play, folk scientists are free from the tradition of linear progress that has stolen creativity from the uninitiated and made science and art into unattainable priesthoods. The folk science of love. Professional scientists have become intermediaries between us and our world. But nowadays, these intermediaries can be found everywhere. These doctors, designers, evangelists, and psychologists are a priest caste in the business of connecting the lowly individual to the universe, health, God, happiness, even love. I want to think that, had I not seen kissing on television, I would have spontaneously come up with this bizarre interaction, but I can't know. We are so saturated with icons of love in mass media that, like science and art, this natural impulse becomes the business of experts. These sleek actors and porn stars let us fumble with our awkward bodies, botched lines, and improper lighting, then step up to show us how it's really done. The greatest achievement of any lover is to transcend the bombardment of glossy images and find their own way. So here is folk science, where we make it a daily practice to find our own way. Here it's not too late to invent the airplane, the bicycle, the kiss. Here there is room for inquiry into gravity, cancer, psychology, and anthills. Here, incredulous, we set out to see if the world is round, and find that it is not. So don't spend your money, which wears away like the soles of your shoes. Spend your ingenuity, which is alive and becomes sharper with wear. Spend your time, which, combined with ingenuity, seems ever more abundant. Spend your life, the only gift you can hoard jealously and give graciously at the same time. Deploy.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing working? Hello? Is this fucking microphone working? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can we have the blockheads on stage, please? Blockheads, please, on stage. Can we have the blockheads on stage, please? Thank you, thank you. Can we have the blockheads on stage, please? Thank you. Can we have the blockheads on stage, please? Can we have them on? Don't fuck about! Never had no nothing worth having. Never ever, never, 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 ever. You ain't gonna call not to think I was a fool. You're thinking I am too clever. And it ain't either one thing or not another. Either neither is it anything I ever, never had, whatever. And it ain't not knowing that there ain't nothing knowing. And I asked you the name Trevor. However, just cause I ain't never said no, nothing worth saying. Never ever, never, 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 never. Things have been read into what I never said to me. Now becomes me, which ain't very intelligent. Same one thing or not another. Either neither is there anything I ever never said. Whatever. And it ain't no proving and there ain't nothing moving. There ain't nothing, nothing of trouble. However,
knock me down with a feather. Clever.
Either have they gone, nor neither have they not got the right to make a clock out of Trevor. What should I be mad about something going in such stupidness is made? Nothing under foot is nothing less to add to a load of water. I'm off, not a flat because there's no way to put it. Even if I'd, I'm a bit of a jack the lead on the other end.
To get up north with Davey Payne on saxophone.
you hear me?
Всех покорилось снег на трапезе. Мимо американцев. Узутукайте Галейна, Линкон, Дрог Самила Марка, Сирано. Эвнец, чек? Нет!
This is the Orp Life at Roskilde Festival in 1997.
Scully was our assistant. He bowed down.